Begin your future at Governor State University. Learn about their new degree programs, new student residences, and completely renovated classrooms, labs, library, and more. Attend their open house Monday, October 12th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Scan. This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Manager Joe Maddon's Cubs team is holding an optional batting practice today in preparation for tonight's wild card contest at PNC Park.
For those that have not been around, I think batting practice is the most overrated part of what we do on a daily basis on a major league level. So we had a nice batting cage right here. I mean, you get the same thing done without trying to hit homers. So whatever the guys want to do, I'd rather you take your ground balls. I'd rather throw to targets, things like that. That's war.
Maddon is getting ready for tonight's game and says it's going to come down to pitching. Jake Arrieta taking on Garrett Cole. The Pirates start Sean Rodriguez at first base. Pedro Alvarez will be available off the bench. Aramis Ramirez on the bench as well. Blackhawks raising the Stanley Cup banner at the United Center tonight. Hawks open the season against the Rangers. Michael Roosevelt placed on extended IR. Robbie Gould named Special Teams Player of the Week in the NFC. The Bears practicing as they get ready for their game this Sunday against the Chiefs in Kansas City. In college football, South Carolina was to host LSU this Saturday, but that game has been moved to Baton Rouge as a result of terrible flooding in South Carolina, so USC has given up their home game. This update brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon for more information. 670 weather tonight, clear, low of 58, showers tomorrow and a high of 77. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Cut beef.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 403, boys and Boise, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We're going to continue to talk a little bit of the Cubs and the Pirates.
He is on Twitter at Dane, D-A-Y-N, Perry. He is a writer for CBSSports.com. MLB is his specialty, and he is with us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, Dane.
Hey, gentlemen. Good to be with you today.
Well, thanks for taking time for us.
I am looking through everything you have written here about Gerrit Cole and how he has pitched the Chicago Cubs. How can we update these thoughts as we now have the lineups in?
Yeah, you know, the lineup for tonight, from the Cubs standpoint, kind of is similar to the September 15th start that Cole made against the Cubs when he was a little more curveball heavy than usual. I don't know that there's much to make of that. I mean, after his last start of the season against the Cubs, Clint Hurdle said that sometimes Cole's repertoire is kind of determined by how he feels in warm-ups and in the first, initial few batters there. So it's kind of a fluid situation, but he does seem to work the Cubs a little differently than he does most teams.
How so?
A little more curveball usage than usual. In his last start, he kind of stabilizes his repertoire, whether he's facing a left-hander or a right-hander or that kind of thing. Okay. He felt very consistent to pitch percentages against both sides last time out. So, I think what will be interesting is if we see some first-pitch curveball from him tonight, which is what he kind of did on the 15th, and I think that was probably the most interesting of his starts against the Cubs.
Most recently, however, fastball heavy, 61% fastballs and a rarely used changeup. And he's not a slave to handedness. That it seems that his approach to the strike zone is just that, regardless of whether he's facing a right-handed or left-handed hitter. And that may be because he's got kind of a reverse platoon split as a pitcher anyway.
Yeah, he's kind of leveled that platoon split out a bit this season. But particularly in the ballpark tonight with that, the ballpark is pretty tough to hit it out of, and you've got a very capable Pirates defense behind him. I do expect him to attack the zone and let the Cubs take hacks at it if they want to and see what happens. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of command this season. He's improved that this year. So I expect him to go right at him tonight.
Yeah, the Cubs have one extra base hit off him the entire season. So I think whatever his approach has been, it seems to work. I think they had a double, I want to say.
Yeah.
And that's it in terms of extra base hits. Even though his ERA is higher than Arrieta's is against the Pirates, who is another guy that he doesn't really, when you look at that, him pitch, he doesn't change much that I see. I mean, that's pretty much go ahead and hit this.
Yeah, I mean, he's been an absolute pleasure to watch, particularly down the stretch, as he's just been so dominant. I don't break any news, but I think runs are going to be at a real premium tonight. 2-1, 1-0 game, I can see. I think this is just going to be some connoisseur's baseball, if you want to phrase it that way, and, just two aces going at it, and it's going to be one heck of a show.
In your in-depth observation of Gerrit Cole, is there anything that's noticeable early that is an indication of anything we'll see later? Are there tendencies that can be picked up early as far as sequencing, as far as what to look for command, velocity, if anybody's following pitch effects in real time that somebody who's kind of geeking out on this might want to make some notes on?
What's interesting about Cole is that he has what looks visually and according to some of the numbers, a pretty strong changeup, but he doesn't use it that much. We're talking like 2-3% of the time. I think it's going to be interesting to see if he's more willing to go to that changeup tonight, maybe when he's ahead in the count and that kind of thing, particularly if he's fast through that a lot. But it would be an interesting change of approach. And again, it might give that indicator that, Cole kind of responds to how he feels during warm-ups and the early batters of the game as to his pitch mix and that kind of thing.
Yes, we let you go. That's what I've heard that every time he's pitched against him, and he hasn't thrown many. I mean, I hear him say what a great changeup he has, and then when he plays, he never does it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, I guess that just speaks to the depth of his repertoire that he can kind of put a great pitch like that in his pocket.
That's for sure. All right, Dan, we really appreciate jumping on with us. I know you're busy, my friend. Hopefully we'll get to do this again.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
That is Dane Perry of CBSSports.com finding a few minutes for us. There's pretty solid information in there if you are a keen observer of tonight's game and others. That's it gives you a good primer into his approach, because this was noted here. You know, the Joe Sheehan piece that I was reading earlier contained some other analysis of Cole. And Sheehan noted that Gerrit Cole faced exactly 416 hitters on both sides of the plate this year. He struck out exactly 101 of each and allowed a .287 on base percentage to both left-handed batters and right-handed batters. So that's pretty remarkable to have that kind of equality in those particular splits there.
Yeah, I just find it interesting when he pitches against the Cubs, he doesn't use the changeup. I see him use it against other teams. I've seen him use it, and it's pretty devastating with the stuff he has, and he doesn't throw it against the Cubs. And I wondered why.
Well, he's going to play to this defensive lineup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, hit it. Sure he is. He does it every time he plays a Cubs. I mean, he's not. But again, they've beaten him, I think, but yet only one extra base hit off him the entire time they've played with this lineup.
Well, the best way to obviate a defense is to hit it so far over their heads that the defense doesn't matter.
Can't catch it. You can't get that.
The best laid plans of a shifted defense, of a lineup featuring defense, is to hit it into the seats. It doesn't matter where they're positioned, and it doesn't matter how fast they are at that point.
I just think he's, you know, it's set up to challenge, because that's what you're going to have to do against this Cub lineup, and I think he's up to challenge. I'm just curious if he uses that changeup. I know he wants him to hit it. I know he said, go ahead, hit it. Here it is. Let's see, hit it. But I just find it interesting that he's so good with a changeup and he doesn't throw it against the Cubs.
If you missed this earlier, Jake Arrieta is apparently going to be facing a specific fan strategy that has been outlined for the Pittsburgh Pirate fans by KDKA Pittsburgh and distributed on a leaflet. I'm not making this up. I know that colleges do this sometimes, but I don't know that I've ever seen a Major League Baseball team at a playoff game handing out a leaf.